Abandoned Key by John Gray. The dance lacks music. There are no people either. There's no one on the floor. No wonder it's so difficult to focus. And nobody has even bothered to turn on the lights. This will take more than merely viewing. Deciphering is called for. For something really is happening out there, even if it is unknown to me. I'm drawn to the waltz where there is no waltzing. The tangoless tango, the invisible cha-cha. I just need to emerge from this deaf and dumb blindness. This is typical, though. I've been sent out on a mission in which I lack any of the prerequisites. Rather than observing life, I'm staring into a void. How can I live like this with nothing but the usual broad swatches from my past, an indifferent arrangement with the present, and a future that's hunched over the years to come like a hungry gorilla? And I am a man, and from what I can see, the scenario before me is not man-made. It's a kind of eternity, a role such nothingness was born to play. So I must live like this with nothing to draw on, knowing no others in the same position, this cycle of dancing that is without tunes, without bodies, the charts of melody I cannot hear, let alone follow, a kind of mental calligraphy of instinct and fancy that blocks my thoughts from entering, that is part of me and yet will not reveal its purpose, that casts this vast shadow over the visions prepared for me, outside of touch, beyond knowing, the dance music of the heart in a flat, abandoned key.